We're talking with Trey Lamb, the Executive Director of Oklahoma Conservation Commission. And coming up in the next few days, we've got Conservation Day at the State Capitol. And, of course, we've got the start of the 18th Annual Oklahoma City Farm Show as well. Trey, this coming Thursday, I know it's a great day for conservation leaders from across the state to come in and visit with lawmakers.
Yeah, it really is. And it's great to be back at the Capitol, you know, with all the restrictions from the pandemic and fear of travel and everything. But people are ready to get together. We've really seen some outstanding events at the Capitol this year for agriculture, and conservation has participated in those. And so on Thursday the 7th, we'll be focusing on conservation, and conservation districts and their directors from all over the state will come in and meet with representatives and leadership and visit their offices and talk about some of the things that they're interested in there at the Capitol this year. And then also after that, they can go and attend the farm show. So it's kind of, we'll be there in the morning through about noon, and then they'll have the afternoon to head on over to the farm show.
And of course, it's really important, I know, for the conservation districts to have the opportunity to interact with lawmakers, because there's several things out there that they are talking about, and several issues that are important to conservation's well-being here in the state.
Right, and this is really, we didn't think it would be a very busy year for conservation issues, but then, you know, as things develop, as bills are introduced, opportunities appear, and so there are a couple of things. There's a bill out there that's made it through the House. It'll be in Senate committee probably this week, our Healthy Soils Program. So this will be official state support for that policy and implement a soil health program, which we've been, you know, we've had here at the commission for several years now, but it will make it the, you know, the official stance of the state to support that. And so we're really excited for that opportunity. Also, there's a bill out there on poultry nutrient management planning that involves the Conservation Commission to help the poultry growers get their nutrient management plans that are critical, especially in our work on water quality. And it's also, it fits really well. We have a litter transfer program to move chicken litter to appropriate sites and help you know, subsidize that a little bit to get it to the parts of the states. I think that's critical this year with the high cost of fertilizer, and also fits well within our soil health program. And then another legislative front that's out there is our state cost share program, which is so critical to conservation districts and their locally led cost share program to put conservation on the ground. One of the big programs that our districts deliver, and that has to be reauthorized every few years by the House and the Senate. And that's two different versions. They're the same bill. I've passed on both sides, and now they've just got to get one through the other side into the governor, and we'll be ready to go. Then, of course, there's always funding for that we pass along to districts through the state agency for staff and repairs of flood control dams and different programs. So I'm sure they'll be discussing that as well. So, yeah, a lot of issues up in the air. And, you know, as we get down closer to the end of session and things have to be passed across different both houses, both sides, you know, these are important issues. And it's just amazing how many different bills and concerns and issues that our elected representatives have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And so just to keep conservation on their minds is always important.
And as you mentioned, as they wrap up those conversations with the lawmakers, they'll have plenty of time. It's easy to drive over from the state capitol to the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds and the 2022 Oklahoma City Farm Show.
Yeah, and that's true, too. You know, a lot of folks haven't had a chance to get out to farm shows over the last few years. And we know that the events that we've been at, there's been a great turnout. I mean, there's people want to get out and see what's new, but also just see people that they've done business with. We'll have a booth out there. So we'll be talking about our soil health programs and our regenerative ag and different things like that. So it's a great opportunity for us to interact with the public as well. And I know most of our folks love to do that. So having these two events on the same day, a little luck of the calendar, but it's also, just a great back-to-back opportunity.
Thank you, Trey. Trey Lamb, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. At Conservation Day, a set of festivities planned for this Thursday, April 7th, at the State Capitol, 18th Annual Oklahoma City Farm Show, starting Thursday, running through Saturday at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.